This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Back again for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. You know you've made it and you're a true high-class operation when you wait for the skip in the intro as your cue to start talking, like I do every week here on the podcast.
I think that's why Dvorkin put it there.
November the 18th, it's a Friday.
If you didn't catch that, that was Kevin passing telling you that it wasn't his fault.
Right. Paul Perillo just spoke. I'm Andy Hart, and we're here to break down the maneuverings of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots as we do each and every week. And as we do each and every week, we'll be talking about Ross Ventrone, who also goes by Rusty Benson, if you want to look him up on Twitter.
And Rusty Benson was a big topic of conversation today.
And Rusty Benson is far more interesting than Ross Ventrone, so that's why. But we'll start way back last week, November the 12th, the team added Ross Ventrone to the active roster and cut a favorite of some PFW in Progress listeners, Tyquan Underwood, the wide receiver who spent the preseason finale here and then was here for practice last week but never made it to game day. Because Ross Ventrone was not only activated, but saw action against the New York Jets in the secondary at the safety position. But we'll move on to the next moves because Ross Ventrone will be talked about later in this podcast, right, Paul, as always?
Yes.
He's usually good for two mentions.
It is the Ross Ventrone Roster Report podcast,
I believe he's up to 21 maneuverings, Eric wrote in something in our paper this week, over the last year.
Yeah, I think that's all together, not this season.
He's a pretty active guy on the
waiver
wire.
He pales in comparison to Sean Canfield of New Orleans.
Yeah, but that's a freak one, the backup quarterback for them, that they just want to chart plays right on the sideline on Sunday.
I believe that's accurate.
On November the 15th. Very exciting day for a very interesting man on the Patriots roster for a lot of reasons. The team activated fifth-round pick Marcus Cannon from the PUP list where he'd been practicing the last 3 weeks. They started that window going. He is now on the active roster. Obviously, he has passed cancer treatments and is now back in football shape. And for anyone who's been in the Patriots locker room, and I know most of our listeners have not, he is also a mammoth human being. He is listed at 6'5", 358, and he's every bit of that. He's big, tall. He's big baby face,
big,
cheeks.
Big man with a little face.
He is he's a biggin'. And, you know, Brian Waters describes him as a beast who moves people. He looks like a beast who could move people when he wants to. You don't want to make him mad. It's better to have him smiling and looking like a young young lad than angry.
We'll
at
have
you.
To watch ourselves, Andy, because he could certainly move you and I.
Yes, that is true. And also on the 15th, the Ross Ventrone that was added to the roster for the game was released from the roster, and Malcolm Williams was signed to the practice squad. And then on March, what are we getting ready for the draft here? November the 17th, Ross Ventrone, yes, him, he was re-signed to the practice squad. He's back in the locker room today and was actually a big topic during Bill Belichick's press conference, and then a large media gathering was around him to talk about the Ventrone family story here in New England and all the roster moves. Josh Victorian was released from the practice squad to make room for Ventrone. And I know, Paul, he's one of your favorite players. You like the way he plays, his style. Talk about it.
Well, he plays in a style. It's kind of a throwback. It's like a different era. See what I did there?
I see what you did. Victorian era?
Yeah.
No, Victorian's gone. Not a lot of big name moves this week, so we'll move right on to the injury report, which is big. Continues to get bigger by the week, seemingly. And some of the names on the injury report are big names. We'll start with the guys who did not practice on Thursday. And those would be the guys of Dane Fletcher, who continues to miss time with that thumb injury. Brandon Spikes, who continues to miss time with that knee injury, and I think will continue to miss it for a couple more weeks. And the newcomer, Devin McCourty, who was injured and had a shoulder injury, did not practice. So it's looking like two of your better young players on defense are going to miss a little bit of time here. And that left not only the Patriots scrambling last week, but moving forward will also keep the team scrambling a little bit. And then the list of limited participation players, Paul, has grown to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 deep on the limited participation guys. Some of the guys that are still on that, you talked about earlier today with me upstairs, Taylor Price. Because Tom Brady apparently chastised him in the locker room when talking to a reporter, told him not to talk about any injury stuff. So apparently he really does have an injury. It wasn't just something that popped up during a walkthrough a couple weeks ago. But along those lines, I wanted to talk to you, Paul, about Nate Solder. He's the most interesting injury of the week for me. Last Saturday, he had a concussion, was added to the injury report. Sunday, he was on the field, warmed up with Brandon Dedrick in pads pregame to apparently assess his condition, make sure he could play, played, and now is limited in practice again with a concussion. What do you make of that?
Thanks for that question, because that's an easy one to deal with. I really don't know. The only thing,
he's our expert reporter, Paul Perillo.
The only thing I can think of is that. Are you done? Is that maybe he suffered a setback during the course of the game? Now he played, as you said. Can't imagine he's cleared for contact without being ready to do so in this day and age, where the sensitivity seems to be at a very high level regarding head injuries. I think everybody's watching right now. I don't think it would be a wise course of action for a team to sort of play games with concussions at this stage. So, unfortunately, I think Solder may be dealing with an additional problem, but we'll have to take a look at it. I would expect to see him Monday night doing a similar kind of thing, working out before the game and sort of assessing it from there. He hasn't missed practices altogether, so, you know, I think it's maybe possible that he hasn't been doing much contact in practice. But, you know, without being able to see what they do out there every day, and we're not privy to that, I don't really think there's any way to know for sure.
Okay, I want to go rapid fire here.
Go ahead.
I know you struggle in that area.
That is correct, but I'll do my best.
I'm going to give you some guys and their injury that are limited and tell me concerned, not concerned, or not sure. Patrick Chung, the foot. He returned last week to practice late in the week, but then couldn't go, but did not get good descriptions when he tried to work out pregame. Everybody said he didn't look like he had any burst. Do you think we could see him this week?
Concerned, but optimistic, yes.
Okay. Dan Conley, groin. A little one that can be overlooked, but I'm not sure if they're ready, because Ryan Wendell has also been banged up previously to deal with more injuries on the line there. So concerned about Dan Conley, your starting center at this point?
No.
Okay. Another one is Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis.
Yes.
8 yards, 8 carries. Are we seeing him be slowed over the last couple of weeks with this toe injury?
Yeah, we've sort of talked about this. I think it's probably turf toe when you're dealing with a toe injury for a running back. Sounds like it's not a big deal, but it is a very big deal for a running back. Hard to cut, hard to plant and go. Yes, concerned.
Gary Guyton was actually active but did not play last week, has a shoulder injury, limited participation. Was he a healthy scratch or is he hurt?
I think it was a situation where he was hurt.
Okay.
I can't recall, and I said this to you after the game, a single time where a linebacker has not gotten into a game when he's been active in that game.
Especially when you consider special teams. Generally, if you're a linebacker,
right,
even if you don't play defense,
that's what I'm talking about.
You're
going
to be in the kicking game. And the tackle situation, we talked about Solder. We look at Vollmer, still has the back listing, still limited, still looks stiff to me when sometimes you see him walking around. How much concern do you have there, especially the combination of the two?
You know that I'm concerned about Vollmer, both short-term and long-term.
You've been concerned about him since way back.
Yeah, just the body type.
See, way back.
How long you had a week back? About a week back.
Oh, that was a bad one. Okay, now we're going to move.
It's much better than yours from way back.
The last one, Wes Welker. Last week had a rib injury. This week has a knee injury.
Very concerned.
Is his rib bone connected to his knee bone?
And don't forget, if you go back another week, it started with the neck, went to the rib, now it's at the knee.
His foot better watch out. It's making its way down the body.
Nothing.
He's only got so many rim shots in him. Okay, quickly, on the Chiefs side, Matt Castle, right
it's
hand.
It's like you're watching it and you're like, wow, her neck's going to break.
But okay then. That's PFW in progress.
Then.
That's Lindsay Petrucci. You can catch her on Toyota's Patriots today. Matt Castle will not play. He has a right hand injury. I'm more interested looking at the defensive backfield, where both Brandon Carr and Brandon Flowers, limited participation. Carr with an ankle and Flowers, a good young cornerback with a back injury. That's not a good thing for the Chiefs. It's a good thing for the Patriots if you're looking to pass the ball.
Yes. That's the strength of their defense, probably, with Ali and Flowers, probably two of their higher profile defenders. Maybe throw Derek Johnson in there. To have one of those guys banged up. And again, backs. I don't like back injuries on football players. They're awfully difficult to play such a physical sport.
Okay, the biggest move of the week, literally, figuratively, Marcus Cannon was put on the active roster. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Barring injury.
No.
Because we can't foresee that. Marcus Cannon, will he play this year?
No.
Okay. I think Marcus Cannon will indeed play this year. We've got breaking news out of the studio here before we wrap it up. Very, very interesting news.
By the way, Jeff Tarpinian did not practice today.
You know why no one likes you? You knew exactly the paper he handed me. That's why no one likes you.
No one.
Not even your kids.
How did I know what paper he handed you?
You steal their thunder.
How did I know what paper he handed you? I was just going by Eric's tweet earlier.
No one likes you.
I thought that we were remiss in not mentioning that.
Well, I was just going to mention it, but now I don't have to. As Paul had just reported, Jeff Tarpinian did not practice today, and that's important. Why, Paul? Because he started last week.
Because he's a starter.
Most people,
despite the fact he doesn't have a video headshot.
Right, have no idea who he is. He's an undrafted rookie out of Iowa, special teamer most of the year. He started last week. If Gary Guyton is still out of action, that's a major injury to keep an eye on, because next in line could be, oh, I don't know, Nico Koutavidis or Tracy White or some other special teamer who will be moonlighting as a defensive starter. Not good for the Patriots defense. All those other guys we previously talked about.
Can I give you a rapid-fire question now?
Oh, sure.
Will it really matter?
No.
Tarpinian or no?
No.
Okay. Move on. I said rapid-fire. Go ahead.
And I give you a rapid-fire answer? No. All those other guys are still limited that we talked about earlier, and the other guys that did not practice, Fletcher McCourty Spikes, did not practice on Friday. Obviously, we normally have out designations, but because it's a Monday night game, everything is backed up a day, so check out the Patriots Football Weekly blog, Patriots.com, on Saturday for the final injury report of the week and the official injury status of all these players heading into the Monday night matchup with the Chiefs. For Paul Perillo, who was quick today for the first time in his life with some rapid-fire answers, except when he was stealing my thunder on the breaking news front. I'm Andy Hart, and we're going to go Tebow in the hallway. Peace out.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson. Download the podcast now.